This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Elkins told Kirk Cousins that he is not getting released. So who's going to trade for Kirk Cousins with that contract? Who's doing that?
Atlanta. Just, I mean, gosh, no one is.
A great backup to have if Penix, you know, gets hurt or something though. So,
yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months. Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We'll see. Josh Allen, would we agree he's one of the baddest dudes on the planet? He is the reigning league MVP. Whether you thought he deserved it or not, he was up in the conversation. I thought Lamar Jackson should have won it. I get it. Voter fatigue, all of that. But yes, he is one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL.
So he got a $250 million guaranteed deal. Now, we're not really sure how many guaranteed years there are, because like a lot of the specifics on the deal haven't come out. But if you do the math and you say, all right, it's a 6-year deal worth 300 and something, whatever, but let's just go guaranteed money. If you break that down, and I don't know if it's over 5 or if it's over 6, but if it's over 5, it's pretty clean math. That's $50 million a year. If it's over 6, that's $41 million a year with some change.
It says 6 years, $330 million.
But I'm looking at guarantees. Guarantees, right? And then that's how they kind of set up their cap hits. There's just no way in hell Brock should be AAVing in guaranteed money more than Josh Allen. He shouldn't even come close. So I actually think this deal with Josh Allen is a huge, huge,
huge, good deal if you're the 49ers front office and you're trying to get Brock Purdy to sign under a certain number. Because I have no idea how much money they can spend in free agency currently, as everyone else around our division is just making moves and trading people away. We don't even know what our quarterback's going to cost. And I do think that that kind of throws a monkey wrench in their dealings right now, Joe.
Well, if you're Brock Purdy and you're his agent and we're trying to get this thing going, we're trying to get to 50 plus million, you know, yearly here.
He's not.
How does this affect it? I say, and is this a stretch? Just give me some.
Okay.
Okay. Is this a stretch here to say, you know what? I've accomplished more than Josh Allen. I've gone to a Super Bowl. I've gone to a conference title game. I've been an MVP candidate. Now, this last year was a down year for me. I understand it was a down year for the organization. There was a lot baked into that. I lost my wide receiver. I lost my best running back. I lost a lot. You know what? The team was put on my back, and I did deliver a few times, but I also dealt with some injuries as well because the offensive line wasn't good enough. I was not put in a great position to succeed. But where would you be without me? I feel like, you know, maybe I don't have the longevity of Josh Allen that has the equity built up in this league, but you start to pay me now and you start to project what I could be, yeah, maybe I could be a perennial guy, a perennial Pro Bowler going forward. Maybe I could be.
Joe, it's like laughable to compare Josh Allen to Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's a good player.
He's a top. I think it's laughable to compare Geno Smith.
Josh Allen has more rushing touchdowns in his career than O.J. Simpson.
Again, I understand.
First ballot Hall of
Famer. There's differences between top five and top 10. I get it. Brock Purdy, I think, is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. I believe that. He is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. So the notion that it's laughable to compare, you might think it, but during these negotiations, I'm absolutely comparing where my teams have been when I've been one of the best players on the team. And let's not get it twisted. The season they went to the Super Bowl, Joe Shasky, Brock Purdy was in the MVP conversations. You're only in an MVP conversation if you're one of the best players in the league.
I think the argument
was that.
That
was more Christian McCaffrey and he should have been in the conversation. And that's fine because running backs compared to the quarterbacks, that's all baked in there. But I'm using that in negotiations. I understand it might sound laughable to all of you listening right now, and you can call in 888-957-9570, the 49ers. What's some of the moves you want to see made? The 49ers, Joey Bosa being linked there, all of it. I want to hear from the people today that are waking up this Monday morning, seeing all the moves being made in the NFC West, saying, what the hell are the 49ers doing? 888-957-9570. I just do think it gets baked into the equation during these negotiations.
His second year in the league, when his first full season of starting, okay, he had a better year that year than Brock did this last year. Mm-hmm. He was 20 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. He also ran for a bunch that year. Since then, 37, 36, 35, 29, 28 touchdowns passed. Like, with a dozen touchdowns every single year on the ground. Again, he has more running touchdowns. This is Josh Allen than O.J. Simpson.
$55 million average per
Josh
year.
Josh Allen has more rushing touchdowns than CMC in his entire career. These are stats. These are facts. Like, we could talk about what Josh Allen and some of his maybe playoff shortcomings in terms of team accomplishments. 32 out of 32 teams are taking Josh Allen all day over Brock Purdy. There's not a team in the league who's taking Brock Purdy over Josh Allen. There's just not. That's a lot of
money. Well, price matters in all of this too,
sure,
as well.
Sure.
So the 49ers clearly aren't in a position to be paying Josh Allen the type of money the Buffalo Bills are. And there's levels to this, and there's going to be, I'm very curious. And everyone goes to the yearly average. Again, I said at $55 million average per year for Josh Allen. I always look at the guaranteed in total and the length of the contract, like the true length of the contract. And that hasn't been quite released. Again, you're going to start to see all the frameworks of these deals. You're not going to know what they are until they're actually signed them. And then it becomes public knowledge. And then we see it on the spa tracks, right? The over the caps. Then we start to see it on Wednesday. Again, if you're just joining us, legal tampering starts today in the NFL. So you're going to see all these different trades, all these different releases, everything start to be released today. And then Wednesday, you'll start seeing these teams actually sign the deals, come to fruition. Like the Deebo Samuel one, for instance, you'll see that, it's official, by the way. He's a Washington Commander. Yeah. That's going to happen on Wednesday when the new league year officially begins. That's why I call it Christmas. We got some callers, Yoshiaski, that want to chime in on this.
I just want to make this very clear. Like, Dak Prescott set an unprecedented number prior to Josh Allen getting this number. Matt Stafford got a number way lower than we thought that what Dak's getting, you know, after the Dak Prescott deal was signed. So now we have multiple quarterbacks who everyone in the league is going to take over Brock Purdy, taking significantly less than what top dollar would be out there in terms of market value. So for 2 years, like, the next guy up, he gets paid the most. It doesn't matter. Well, no, that's actually not true. So now what I think is going to end up happening is the 49ers are sitting here and they're either going to be the first in line to get Purdy inked, or they're going to wait for the Geno extension and the Sam Darnold signing and try to slot Purdy based on those numbers. That's what it feels like. It's one of the two things. Either they beat the market and they try to set Brock Purdy down and then boom, Darnold and Geno dominoes fall right after, or the Geno and the Sam Darnold dominoes fall and then the Brock Purdy deal falls. One of those two is going to happen.
What do you think the 49ers should do there? Wait for Geno and Sam Darnold to sign and then react to that and find a middle ground between, you know, Josh Allen and those guys? Because I think on those guys' best days, they're, you know, 15th, 16th, 17th best quarterbacks in the NFL. Maybe on a good day, like Sam Darnold at times played like a top 10 player last year, but I don't think anyone's putting Sam Darnold in their top 10. I think top 15-ish when he's on, okay. But should they... you know, say, Brock, like, let's get this done now before those, or wait?
I would be shocked if he ends up, like, I don't know what they're going to do in terms of that, but I would be shocked if he's going to get more money than he thinks after those guys sign. I think, if anything, the 49ers have a number in their head, and I don't think they're budging. I think they've lost four or five contract negotiations in a row, and they're hell-bent on not losing this one, because this one is not a normal contract. If he can get inked up for 3 years at under $40 million guaranteed, I'm talking three guaranteed years and under $40 million guaranteed, I think that's what their number is. I think their number is about $120 million guaranteed over three. And that's what I think the number is. And I don't think Geno's getting that, and I certainly don't think Sam Darnold's getting that. So, yeah, I think he's looking closer to the Baker deal, or at least in terms of money, than he is Trevor Lawrence or Tua. I think those are bad deals, and Parag knows that.
TC, SAC, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers fans, I want to hear from you today. We want to hear from you all day long.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.